Are you a busy mother or father in today's busy world? And when you hear and watch all these videos about purgatory, you say to yourself, you know, there's nothing really that I can do for them. Do you know how wrong you are? Because most of the sins that end up in purgatory are sins we commit in daily life. The little actions of your day are actually powerful prayers and sacrifices that can be offered for the souls in purgatory. We're going to explore that through the visions of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. She says, "It is truly sad to think how few help the poor souls in purgatory. Their misery is so great, they cannot help themselves, though they may be so easily relieved by prayers, alms, and suffering offered for them. Oh, how joyful they then are, as happy as a thirsty man to whom a cool drink is given. Ah, how many poor souls are left to suffer in consequence of lukewarmness, want of zeal for God's glory, and the salvation of the neighbor. What can help them except satisfactory works? Acts of those virtues they themselves neglected most on earth. The saints in heaven can no longer do penance. They cannot satisfy for them. Help can only come from the children of the church militant. And how the souls long for it. They know that no good thought, no earnest desire to help them is lost, and yet how few trouble themselves about them. A priest who says his breviary devoutly with the intention of supplying for the failings of the poor souls, have still to expiate, can procure for them incredible consolation. Yes, the power of the sacerdotal benediction penetrates even into purgatory, and like a celestial dew, refreshes the souls to whom it is sent in the spirit of faith. One who could see all this as I see it would certainly try to believe." Now listen to an example of a daily suffering that she offered for a specific soul. "Some days later, I had to work in the cathedral cloister of Munster, washing with great fatigue altar linen brought to me by the priests of the whole country around, Claire of Montefalco, Francis of Rome, Louise, and other deceased nuns of our convent help me. My share of the work was the starching and the bluing. As my fatigue was great, I was continually running to look at the clock. Then came a poor soul whom the pilgrim had recommended to my prayers. She gave me a little hourglass that she took from her side, saying that she found it frightfully heavy. When I took it from her, she seemed unspeakably relieved and overjoyed to get rid of it. It did not seem to me to be so heavy, and I returned to my work thinking I could sell it for the benefit of the poor, when lo, my washing was all spoiled. I began to feel impatient, when the soul hastily returned and whispered in my ear, 'Gently, gently, you have still time enough.' She begged me earnestly to go on quietly with my work, as if my impatience would do her much harm. She left me, and I contentedly returned to my washing. I made over the spoiled starch so that I was able to use it again. Again, I felt my eagerness return and a desire to look at the time, but I repressed it. The clocks were symbols of time and patience. The poor soul was relieved by my quietly continuing my work, and when I took her hourglass, her time no longer seemed so heavy." Do you see how in that small moment, her acts of patience satisfied for the sins of impatience that this poor soul had? Throughout our day, in small and even in medium and in big ways, we have an opportunity to practice different virtues. All of the different flavor of virtues will help different souls in purgatory suffering for the vices that they had. Remember what she said at the beginning, that when we practice contrary virtues to those vices, this is when we're helping the souls in purgatory the most, when we're making satisfaction a specific thing that only we can do here on earth. In this way, your work can become your prayer and a way to greatly assist the souls in purgatory. Continue heroically in all you do, and God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.